Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Planning Oversight Committee's regular special meeting for June 1st. We will wait a couple minutes as attendees are pulling in. All right. Tonight, our chair, Tassian Cornelelli, will be running a little late. She has asked Jorge Velasco to chair this meeting in her stead. So I will pass it to Jorge to get us going.
Thanks, Mike. Good evening, members of the OFCY committee and members of the public. Thank you for joining us tonight. I'm officially calling this meeting to order at, I'm sorry, I don't have 6:05. Yeah. And I will begin the roll call. Let's see. The members, and I'm gonna go down the participant list. Bill Riley.
Present.
Avi Rose.
Present.
Hassan Ahmed.
Present.
Meg Evans.
Present.
Picolia Manigo.
Present.
And Peter Lay.
Present.
Thank you.
Can we take a moment to welcome Hassan Ahmed? I believe this is his first meeting with us. So,
oh yeah, of course. Welcome, Hassan.
Hassan, do you want to say a little bit about yourself and just sort of introduce you to or introduce yourself to the group?
Sure. I'm 15. This is my first meeting with the OFCY, and I'm very excited to be here. I go to CPS in Oakland.
Welcome.
Welcome.
What council district do you represent?
District 2.
All right.
Welcome, welcome. And then I see Anna Carita Allen. Just for roll call. Okay, she may be having some technical issues. We can acknowledge that she's in the participant list on Zoom. Do we have any announcements? Noting no announcements. Just review of the agenda tonight.
No modifications to the agenda from staff.
Noted. Okay, and then moving to item number 2, adoption of OFCY continuing resolution number 1 to continue conducting POC meetings by teleconference due to COVID-19 public health emergency.
Yeah, I'll move approval of Bill Riley.
Do we have a second?
A second.
Who was the second?
A second, Anna Carita.
Anna Carita.
Thank you. And we'll have a vote to approve the motion, and I'll be going down the list. Bill Riley?
Aye. Aye.
Avi Rose.
Aye.
Anna Carita.
Aye.
Hassan Ahmed.
Aye.
Meg Evans.
Aye.
Colia Manigo.
Yes.
Peter Lay.
Yes.
That motion approves. Moving on to item number 3, open forum.
Yes, for open forum, if you would like to speak, you could raise your hand and we'll call on attendees with their hand raised. If you are on phone, the instructions are in the agenda as how to raise your hand. You press star 9 and you'll be allowed to speak. What we'll do is we'll keep open forum open for 15 minutes for hands. So please raise your hand now so we could have a queue set up. And we'll allow everyone to have 2 minutes to speak. As we expect a good public presence for tonight, we want to allow everyone sufficient time to speak as well as get through the agenda items. So I'm seeing right now 13 public speakers, and we'll take them from the top. So the first one is Carla Guerra.
I'm hearing the mic too.
Hey, Tatiana, welcome.
Hello, good evening, OFCY Planning and Oversight Committee members. My name is Carla Guerra. I am the Policy and Advocacy Manager at the Unity Council in District 5. I'm here to present comment in support of our community and resilient football partner, the East Bay Spanish-speaking Citizen Foundation, and their Libre program OFCY application for funding FY22-2025. For over 50 years, they have been providing critical youth programming for Oakland's Latinx students, and most of them are newcomer students from Central America and Mexico. And they have been providing the services for 10 years. They support approximately 100 Latinx youth every year so that they are able to guide their futures as they manage the various transitions in their lives. We work closely with the Spanish-speaking Citizens Foundation, and they strive to provide quality and bilingual services to our neighborhood and its youth. We need to ensure that these youth services remain available for our community. Please support the Spanish-speaking Citizen Foundation's program application for OFCY funding FY22-2025. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment, Carla. Next, we have Janet Heller. Janet. Okay. Unmute yourself. Okay.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you very much, committee. My name is Janet Heller. I'm the executive director of Chapter 510. We're in Carroll Fife's District 3, and we've been a long part of the city's services for Oakland youth and families through creative writing, and want to thank you for supporting creative writing for young people in Oakland. We believe that writing is an act of liberation. We believe that schools and families need us to make a safe space for children to write and to feel more confident in their writing. This will begin our 10th year next year, and we're really glad to be a part of OFCY again, and appreciate the opportunity to put the arts in after school work and to make time for writing during the school day. Some of our projects, like at Hoover Elementary, which we just wrapped, gave students an opportunity to write and be inspired about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Students just don't have the depth and the time and space to sink into what they're learning, and writing helps them demonstrate that what they're learning is important to them and it makes meaning. And they can carry home a book that can be by their bed, by their family's bed, by on coffee tables, and can be a source of pride. We are looking forward to the next 3 years and working together with OFCY staff. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Janet. Next, we have Kathy Rothberg. When you are, there you go. Please unmute yourself and you have 2 minutes.
Hi there.
Hi.
This is Kathy Chow Rothberg, CEO of Lowell Family Community Development.
We're here this evening. First is we want to express our appreciation to the hard work, for the hard work of the committee and also the staff. Law Family has been a proud partner with the City of Oakland OFCY for over 10 years. And with the city's youth program, the WIOA department for over 20 years. And I know that it was a really hard year for all of us. And this particular RFP where the city had about $2 million less than what you previously had in the last round. And we are one of the organizations that is on the list for additional funding for our year-round program. We serve a very diverse population. Law Family delivers service in 35 languages. The majority of the population that we serve in Oakland are youth. They're African-American youth. They're from high-need populations. And then we also serve refugees from Afghanistan, Syria. We're going to be serving Ukrainian refugees and lots of Latino and a mixture, you know, of out-of-school youth. So the year-round program is a really critical program for this population so they can explore different industries and be able to get job training, volunteer internships, whether it's with BART, it's with the Port of Oakland, it's with the City of Oakland, or it's with the tech industries that we're working with. So we want to express our appreciation, and this program is needed for this community, and we appreciate that we're on that list for tonight for additional funding for our group.
Thank you. Just a quick question before we go to the next speaker. Do we set a cutoff time for hands being raised? Because I just want to make note of who the last hand is, if that time has passed.
Did I say 10 or 15 minutes? Someone could remind me. We did.
You said 15 minutes.
Okay, so okay. 15 minutes, so at 6:25.
Got it. Okay, I just wanted to make note. Going to the next speaker is AHC Oakland. Please state your full name before you begin your comments once you are promoted. Okay, unmute yourself.
Good evening. My name is Phyllis Hall. I'm the program director for the Center for Art Esteem / Attitudinal Healing Connection. And we were honored enough to receive funding on the first round. And we want to thank you for that. But we also wanted to come and applaud the committee for moving so swiftly to make sure others receive funding. Some of those folks were partners we had, people we've worked with before, and to see a second list come out where other names were on it was a relief and a joy. So we want to applaud the committee for moving so efficiently and quickly in making these decisions. And we also wanted to know when this information is going before City Council so we can come out in force to support you and encourage City Council to move forward. What day is this? I thought it was the 7th. We've been checking the City Council agenda and don't see anything yet. So please let us know when that meeting is happening so we can come out and support.
Thank you for your comment. Next, I have Alex. Please unmute yourself. And you have 2 minutes.
Hello, everyone. My name is Alex, and I'm a staff for Spanish Picture Foundation.
I'm sorry, Alex. Can we start the timer, Mike?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Alex. I'm a staff from the Spanish Speaker Center Foundation, and I've been working there for like almost a year. And I want to tell you like my experience like working in Spanish speaker and how OFCY helped me. So when I came to the United States, I was like a newcomer. I barely speak English, and how the program helped me is like they helped me to understand, to practice my English, and they make me like a comfort zone where I can feel at home. And actually, they helped me to go to college, because when I was in high school, a lot of teachers told me that I can go to college because I'm a newcomer or because I'm Latino. And right there, they helped me to go to college and go to university. And also they helped me to look for scholarships. And also, like I say, this program helped me a lot to improve my English. And also right now I'm helping a lot of students because we know how it feels to be a newcomer in a new place where you barely know English. So this program helped me a lot, and that's why, and also obviously why it helps a lot too, because with all this funding, we help a lot of students too to improve their English and also help them with their career. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Next, I have Alicia Aguirre. Please unmute yourself and you have 2 minutes.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Alicia Aguirre, and also I'm a staff for the Spanish-Speaking Citizens Foundation and specifically for the group Libre. I was also a former participant of Libre, just like Alex mentioned before. I came from Mexico. I didn't know any English. I didn't know anything about the system, specifically the school system. So when I joined Libre, it was like new opportunities to me. I was able to learn how to speak English, learn how to write, learn how to apply for colleges. And if it wasn't for it, I probably wouldn't be in college. And now I'm about to end my bachelor's degree in chemistry, which I think it's great. And I'm so happy that Libre gave me that opportunity. And now that I'm working as a staff, I see myself in the youth and having them, and I wanted to have the same opportunities as I had before. So that is why I would like to ask you to continue supporting our program, because it has been really changed my life, and I want to be able to change the other students' life as well. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Next is Christopher Martinez. Please unmute yourself once you are promoted.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Christopher Martinez. I'm the executive director of the East Bay Spanish Speaking Citizens Foundation. We're so happy that an additional 14 new awards were made to support the youth of Oakland. That's such wonderful news. Spanish Speaking Citizens Foundation was on the priority list presented at the last meeting, but sadly, it's not among the 14 new awards being recommended. Newcomers are among the priority populations to be served in OFCY's strategic direction, and we have created programming that addresses some of the challenges newcomers face when trying to live in their new cultural home. We are among the few programs supporting these youth in our community, and one of the programs that they can see themselves reflected in our team, as you've heard, since all of our staff were also newcomers and former participants in the program. They serve as mentors and role models. We have created a safe space for newcomers to meet and share concerns and challenges. Some youth have shared that this is the place where they have first felt like they truly belong. The camaraderie of the team, the open, welcoming arms we have waiting for them, this is what is needed to help them thrive in our community. They see a path forward. You will continue to hear this evening from some of the youth, staff, and participants as they share how important this program has been in their lives. We've also received so much support from our high school partners at Oakland, Fremont, and Arise High Schools, and we're a proud member of Resilient Fruitvale. And these partnerships are key to helping the district meet the needs of these newcomers. So I conclude by simply asking if any additional funding be available, that the POC and OFCY consider funding the Libre program of Spanish Speaking Citizens Foundation. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you. Next, I have Fabian Buenrostro. Please unmute yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Fabian Buenrostro, and I'm a student from Spanish Speaking Citizens Foundation and the Libre group. For me, this foundation has been of great benefit to me since I arrived in this country almost 3 years ago. So my English was practically inexistent, and my knowledge about how to live in this country was non-existent too. So I don't really have something clear to do once I arrive here. So joining this foundation, joining the Spanish Speaking Citizen Foundation, and be a member of the Libre group has made an incredible empowerment for me, since thanks to its staff and the students who were also part of this foundation and the program, supported me to improve my English to the point that I can speak fluently. Also, they helped me to find and achieve my goals. Also, they invited me to be able to access to education, specifically to college. This program has been incredible for me, and I expect with your help, they continue to help other students that, as me, came from a background with really difficult, from a really difficult background, and become better persons in the future. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Our next speaker is Mai Quake. You are already unmuted, so please begin your time.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Mai. Mai Quake with Lao Family Community Developments. I'm here to, you know, thank you so much for all your support, all the staff that are working so hard to making sure that we continue to support the programs. It is so wonderful news so that we can continue to advancing community economic empowerment through our youth programs. Lao family have been served the youth program for many years, and every single year we, you know, touching more than 300 individual youth throughout the programs. You know, of course, part of it with your support, the OFCY projects, so that every single youth can access to post-secondaries and trainings and create more opportunities for them to develop into their developments, educations, and employments. Many of them enter post-secondaries, enter employments, and because of the program making the difference. So I'm so happy today that your staff are making recommendations for us to continue to the projects. Thank you so much for making the additional recommendations. Thank you.
Thank you. And the queue is now closed. And so our next speaker we have is German Alejandro. Please unmute yourself, and your 2 minutes has now begun.
Hey, everyone. My name is German. I've been living in Oakland for 2 years. Libre program from Spanish speaking has helped me to learn English and meet new people. They also helped to learn about Lao and my rights. Every time to speak Spanish Foundation, many people's willingness to help me learning English or something I don't feel sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Next we have Jordan. Please unmute yourself. You now have 2 minutes.
Greetings, my name is Jordan Hernandez, and I'm part of the Spanish Speaking Citizens Foundation. Being part of the LIBRE program has helped me a lot since I got here from my home country. I never thought I had a way to go to college as an immigrant until I got to this program that showed me that there are different ways to go to college, even if you are undocumented. Besides that, it has helped me get a job with working with youth like me that are facing those same problems that I face, and contributing back to my community. For me, this program is important because in those of the few places where youth Latino can have a place where can get help and support when they need it. Thank you. We would love to have back your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, I have Joshua Garcia. Please unmute yourself and begin.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Joshua. I came here to the United States 5 years ago, and I've been part of the youth program LIBRE from Spanish Speaking Citizens Foundation. And for the 3 years that I've been part of this program, I've met several software engineers, which inspired me to pursue a career in computer science. And now I'm a freshman in San Francisco State University. And I think that if I had not been part of this program, I would have never found my passion, which is computer science and software engineering. And LIBRE is also, it has helped me with my English and meeting new people. To me, the program is a safe space where I can go when I need help, or just a place to hang out with people and meet new people, also meet professionals from other industries. So I think everybody deserves the opportunities that the LIBRE program has to offer. And I would like you to please consider keep funding the program, as all of us newcomers have little opportunities, and this program is just one of them that really helps out a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And our final speaker, Carla Buenrostro, you have 2 minutes. Please unmute yourself and begin.
Hi, everyone. My name is Carla Buenrostro, and I'm a staff from NIBRE program. So I'm going to share my experience since I came here in the United States. I really was lost. I didn't know what to do. I really knew I wanted to go to school, but to be honest, I really didn't know anyone. So join Libre program has been give me the opportunity to learn and to meet people who support me through the journey to follow my dreams. And also I didn't speak any English as a previous experience of all my coworkers and the students we support. So right now being able in front of all and speaking on behalf of the program and the students we serve is it's an honor to be here and also to you to really take in consideration to keep working in support of program guests. Living in Fruitvale and have a program based in Fruitvale, I even see the impact Libre program has in the community. It's not just the students, it's also the family who benefits from the program. So as me, I know there are many students out there who is waiting for our help. And also talking today with the students we serve, they are really concerned about what is gonna happen next. Because we came from a difficult background and we're still facing that struggles. So I hope you take in consideration to keep supporting the program. And thank you so much for opening the space to hear our experience. And thank you.
Thank you very much. And thank you to all who gave us comment. And so now we will move forward with our next agenda item, which is approval of the prior meeting minutes from our May 9th meeting. These were sent to us earlier, hoping we all have had a chance to review. So I'll give us a minute and then look for a motion if there are any amendments, please let it be known now, and then I'll look for a motion for us to move these forward.
Motion to approve.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Meg?
I just said motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Yeah, Bill Riley seconds.
Okay, I will go down our list and have Member Riley.
Aye.
Member Rose.
I abstained since I wasn't at the meeting.
Got it. Member Allen.
Aye.
Member Velasco.
Yes.
Member Evans.
Yes.
Member Manigo. Member Manigo.
Yes.
Okay. Member Lay.
Yes.
Member Kwamalele. Yes. And then I also see Ahmed.
I'll abstain since I wasn't at the last meeting.
Got it. Thank you. So that moves forward, I believe, with two abstentions. And we will move forward to item number 5, which is the appeals subcommittee determination of funding appeals received in response to RFP 2022 to 2025 funding recommendations. So I'll turn this over to staff, and then members of that committee can provide comment following staff's presentation.
Everyone, so there was language in the RFP about the appeals process that was available to all. And for those that weren't recommended at the May 9th meeting, they received notices, including information on how to appeal the decision. So there were three criteria or three grounds that they could appeal. One was unfair process. Secondly, a material mistake of fact. And thirdly, conflict of interest. And it did state that disagreement with the funding recommendations was not a grounds for appeal. So after May 9th, funding notifications were sent out on May 10th, the day after. And we received four appeals by May 18th from EDMO, Lao Family Community Development, Mission Bit, and Oakland Promise. The appeal subcommittee met on May 19th to review the appeals, and that committee, the ad hoc appeal subcommittee, consisted of Peter Lay, Meg Evans, and Tassian Kwamalele also attended as the ex officio co-chair. And upon deliberation of each appeal, the ad hoc subcommittee concluded that none of the appeals substantiated their claims of unfair process or material mistake of fact. Peter or Meg, do you want to comment at all or add anything to that?
No, I think you summarized well. Thanks, Scott.
Okay.
Yeah, I also have no further comment.
Okay. So it's the staff's recommendation that the POS receive and approve the conclusion of the ad hoc appeal subcommittee to deny all four submitted appeals.
Thank you, Scott. Does any committee member have any questions about what staff just presented? If there aren't any
This is Jorge. Just if more funds become available prior to this recommendation going before City Council, is it possible that more organizations that are on the priority list be reviewed and potentially receive additional funding or be reconsidered for funding?
I would think so. I mean, we have a priority list that we created during the process for the review committee. And I would assume if there was additional funding coming, staff would have to go through the same process where the review committee would then have to review based on the funding that staff has told us. It would then still have to come back before this body for approval before going to the council.
Okay. And do we have that date for when this will go before council?
Yeah, through the chair. We're not anticipating additional funds to be provided prior to council meeting. The council will meet June 7th to consider the funding recommendations approved on May 9th, as well as any additional awards approved tonight. If additional, at this point, no additional funds are expected to be realized by OFCY. There may be additional funds for your next fiscal year, and there could be a consideration of adding awards in year two of funding based on funds available for OFCY at that time. And I'd recommend that you consider programs that were definitely that went through this RFP process as a way of vetting the programs for consideration and using the priority list for that. For the appeals, the appeals is separate than the priority list, and the appeals was for applicants who felt that there was an unfair process or a material mistake of fact or conflict of interest that that affected their recommendation. And so while there was one agency who's on the priority list that also did an appeal, they were separate processes, I would say, just to be clear.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that, Mike.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, if there are no other questions, I would call for a motion. for
Bill Riley move the motion.
Thank you, Bill.
I'll second.
Thank you, Ana Carita. And so just to go down the list, Peter, Member Lay.
I approve.
And if you have, if you want to take any public comments prior to making a action item, if you want to see if anyone has a comment.
Yes. So if any of our attendees have any comments related to this agenda item, please raise your hand now before we actually call for a vote. I do not see any hands raised. So, okay, we will go back for members to, this was a motion was set forth by Member Riley. Do I have a second? I believe that was on a Member Allen that seconded.
Yes.
Got it. So I'll go down. Member Lay.
I approve.
Member Manigo.
Approved.
Member Evans.
Approve.
Member Velasco.
Approve.
Member Ahmed.
Approved.
Member Allen.
Yes.
Member Riley.
Yes.
Member Rose.
Yes.
Member Carmelelli. Yes. So that is a unanimous passing. And so we will move on to agenda item number 6, which is to receive the funding recommendations from the review subcommittee and approve the recommendations for 14 additional program grants for FY 2022 to 2023. And again, I'll turn this over to staff and then also leave space for committee members to comment after staff's presentation.
Great. And Mike Wetzel, acting manager here at Children Youth Services Division. There is a memo before you that is recommending 14 additional grant awards for an additional $1.225 million for programs operating starting next fiscal year, July 1, 2022 through 2023. The city goes through a two-year budget process. They have projected funds available for the next fiscal year that we made the initial recommendation was based on the funds that the city had identified that were available for Oakland Fund for Children and Youth. Subsequent to your recommendation on May 9th, the city budget office had updated expectations for the 22-23 fiscal year city revenue. OFCY funds comes from the city's general purpose fund. Part of the legislation directs the city to provide 3% of the GPF to OFCY for grant making, where 90% of those funds go out to direct service grants and 10% is for administration of the fund. So subsequent to the May 9th meeting, the city budget office revised upward the projections and it added an additional $1.225 million that was available for grant funds. The subcommittee reconvened on May 25th, last week, and took into consideration programs predominantly from the priority list that was developed through their meetings in April to get to the grant recommendation. The priority list was developed from strong program applications that we're unfortunately not able to be recommended initially. And what is before you is a recommendation for 13 of those programs, in addition to a 14th program, Oakland Lacrosse Club, for funding. These programs, I think the subcommittee did a great job looking at equity in the consideration of funding to support programs that were predominantly in neighborhoods of District 3, 5, 6, and 7, just East Oakland, Fruitvale, San Antonio, and West Oakland. And there's also an intentionality to support programs that had impact across the funding strategies from early childhood programs, including Oakland Parks and Recs, Community Ventures Pre-K Playgroup, to programs in high school and post-secondary student success, operating at McClyman's High School, Oakland High School, to programs in the youth leadership and development strategy, including programming serving LGBTQ children, programs for music education, environmental stewardship, literacy, sports and recreation, and after school and summer programs as well. There's summer programming for kinship youth, and there's lastly workforce development programming for youth in school and for youth disconnected from school and work. So these 14 programs, there is a funding focus to address racial equity. Six of the 14 programs are led by Black or African-American executive directors, three by Asian executive directors, and two by Hispanic, Latino, Latina, Latinx executive directors. Based on the projections of the programs recommended, the majority or the plurality would be of youth to be served would be African-American children and youth with 43.6%, followed by Hispanic, Latina, Latinx children and youth at 35%, and Asian Pacific Islander children and youth at 9.8%. The list of programs is included there for your consideration. And as I said, the review committee did predominant look off of the priority list, but they were also taking into consideration the public comment that they've heard at the Planning Oversight Committee meeting on May 9th, the Life City Council's Life Enrichment Committee meeting from May 23rd, the work from the Appeals Committee as well in their recommendation. I think they have while they weren't able to provide full funding for any of the programs, they were able to provide funding to hopefully support and sustain some quality services that will be a benefit for Oakland's children and youth next fiscal year and beyond. With the additional 14 programs recommended, OFCY's total funding for next fiscal year will be $19,042,382 to support 149 distinct programs. So staff is recommending that you adopt a motion to recommend funding for these 14 programs, totaling $1,225,000.
Got it. I think I'll go first with if any public comment.
Just one last thing really quickly here. Okay. There's a comment from in the chat, and just to clarify that this will be going to City Council. We are incorporating the recommendation. If there is a motion made tonight, if there's an approval by POC tonight, we will incorporate it into a supplemental report for City Council. That will go to print Thursday or Friday for their meeting on June 7th at 1:30 p.m. And the reason why it's not in the agenda right now is because we're waiting for council for your POC action tonight to see if there's inclusion of these 14 programs into the council's recommended action.
Awesome. Thank you. And if there's any public questions, I would like to take those first. So please raise your hands now if there's any additional question or comment related to this agenda item. Seeing no hands raised, I want to open it up to our POC members, and I see member Lay has raised his hand.
Thank you, Tathion. I just had a clarifying question. I don't know if this is for the subcommittee or for the staff. So my understanding is that there were 13 organizations selected from the priority list, and then Oakland Lacrosse Club was added to that. Were they on the priority list as well, or was that separate from the priority list?
They were separate from the priority list. Sorry, Tessa.
No. They were. However, just to add, Peter, there was such a significant, just listening to the comments that came in our May 9th meeting, members of the review committee brought in Oakland Lacrosse Club, given the turnout, given the impact that we heard, and if they were added, if there was additional funding that became available.
Got it, thank you.
Member Riley.
Oh, well, I move approval.
Okay, I'm just a second.
Oh, you thought I had a comment? No, I didn't have any comment.
Okay. Are there any other questions or comments?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You know, I'm not, did I push something that wasn't button? I was supposed to say something? Because you know,
no,
I'm not,
it's fine.
I'm not real good at all this stuff, you know.
It's okay.
I don't claim to know what I'm doing.
I will just say before we call for a motion that I just really want to say this was a very strenuous process because you know what's at stake and that every organization applying is doing like extremely critical and essential work in our city. So I definitely just wanted to, you know, we empathize with every organization, whether funded or not. And then I really just wanted to applaud the members of the review committee for their hard work. It was strenuous over multiple weeks, digging into that and really applauding the staff for their work to really like weed this down so that we're able to, you know, offer the funding that we can. I think if it was up to us, everyone would get funded, but we just don't have that pot of money yet. So I just wanted to add that and say thank you to staff and the members, all of the POC members for their work in this very strenuous process. And with that, I will look for a motion, which I believe Mr. Member Riley has already noted.
Yeah,
do we have a second?
I'll second. This is Bacolia.
Thank you. And I will call for the vote. I'll go down. Member Rose.
Yes.
Member Riley?
Yes.
Member Allen?
Yes.
Member Ahmed?
Yes.
Member Velasco?
Yes.
Member Evans?
Yes.
Member Manigo?
Yes.
Member Lay?
Yes.
And Member Kwamalele? Yes. So we have officially approved our the additional 14 recommendations for funding for FY 2022-2023. Thank you all, and thank you to all those that have come from the organizations and provided comment. And so we will go to our last agenda item, which is administrative matters, general announcements, and upcoming meetings.
I do want to thank everyone on the POC Review Committee, Anna Carita and Avi for time and energy, and Tassian for chairing. This year has been a heavy lift for you, and I really appreciate your commitment to the work on the POC meeting, the appeals, and the review subcommittees. I look forward to these programs. I want to echo what you said, that if we had more money, I would love to support more programs. There's a lot of quality work going on in Oakland, and this is a very difficult process that I appreciate your direction and leadership here. I do have one general announcement. I will be moving to a new job in the city of Oakland. I'm going to be working for the Workforce Development Board. I'm taking a position there starting next week. So this will be my final POC meeting as a staff member. And I really appreciate just the opportunity to be here for as long as I have in OFCY and the Children Youth Services Division. But I know you'll be in good hands in this new year. Things will work out well, and I look forward to continuing partnering with OFCY in my new role.
Well, thank you, Mike, I think all of our mouths kind of dropped. That was definitely a shocker. But no, thank you for even like transitioning in last year following Sandra's departure, and then all your hard work over this year in this process. So we definitely will miss you. And yeah, don't forget about us. Pop up at a meeting sometime. Comment. Avi?
Yeah, wow, Mike. Okay, thanks for letting us know. And it's been great, no short working with you. Do we know what's next? And if there is another acting director assuming the role?
Well, right now we have an acting director for the Department of Human Services Department, Estelle Clemens, she will be stepping in partially to steer this along as they do the hiring process. There's one more meeting this year, your July meeting to wrap up your year, and then August is a hiatus. Things go on hiatus, your terms end, and your council member could reappoint you to start the next year in September. My hope is that in September, you'll have some more staff stability here. It's an opportunity for our new director, Estelle Clemens, also to kind of select a new manager for the division that can help lead. So there's not anyone stepping in right away beyond Estelle Clemens, and Scott will be here to support the work. He's a tremendous individual. You'll be in good hands with him.
Thank you. I do see that we have one hand raised from the public. So, well, first, I did see Member Manigo, but I saw that your hand went down. I just wanted to see if you still wanted comment.
Member Rose had already asked the question I was going to ask. Okay. But just to say, in addition to that, I was also going to say thank you to Mike. It's been a pleasure to have you support all of us to really move into this, role, right? And I think for members of the public, it we're all very happy to hear you move into a position. We just wanted to say appreciate you. Yeah, best of luck.
Thank you, Pecoia.
He's going to miss you, Mike. Best of luck in the new role. Also, just I do see a public hand raised. So Kathy Rothberg, I'll give you a minute for comment. Please unmute yourself.
Good evening again. This is Kathy Rothberg, CEO of Lau Family. You know, Mike Wetzel, congratulations. As a committee members, as a public service provider for Oakland, I'd like to share that we believe, having worked with many different departments, Lau Family has about 80 contracts that we execute with different government entities across three different counties. And I have to say that the city of Oakland's OFCY staff and the division, the committee, the advisory board members, you guys are one of the best. You truly are one of the best. Very strategic, very thoughtful, very caring, thinking about equity and just being really thoughtful. The way you articulate, the way you discuss, priorities, and very strategic. Your staff, the OFCY staff, they're very professional, and they've been a pleasure to work with. And Mike Wetzel, Scott Kim, and the leadership. So we look forward to working with Mike again when he goes back to the Oakland WIB. I'm sure that OFCY will miss him, but we look forward to working with Mike both at WIOA, the WIB, but continue to work with OFCY. So we want to express our appreciation and thank you to all of you and to Mike.
Thank you for that comment.
I also would like to publicly acknowledge and thank Mike for all his years of service. I've been with OFCY for 10 years and he's always been there with me. Aww. And it's going to feel strange, especially because we're so understaffed now with Sandra leaving and Caitlin Forgash, our admin person, left also. So it feels like attrition at this point, but we'll do our best to keep the wheels moving and support the POC as best as we can. Mike did mention that the terms end July 31st. So consider staying on the POC for another appointment, another term. You will have to go through the reappointment process. And if you guys have any, I'll probably send out an email to the POC members just asking what your intentions are before reaching out to the council members. So, but yeah, thank you so much, Mike, for all the years of service. We'll miss you.
Scott.
Scott, while you mentioned that, I think it'd be great. Is there, we had talked about this last year around our youth membership and really encouraging council members to appoint young folks to serve. I'm wondering if
we are going to put up more information on our website about it. Since this is the this is the period for folks to apply to be on the POC.
Yeah, we've had information on our website, on our homepage, trying to draw attention to this. It'd be great if you can reach out to your own council members and advocate that we need more youth leadership on this POC. So you could be a voice as well, but we definitely have it highlighted on our homepage about the vacancies currently. So
great. So yeah, I just wanted to make sure because I've been trying.
Thank you.
For sure. Thanks.
You know, on that note, Scott, I know one of the things that Sandy had brought up in just previous meetings before she left was, you know, potentially offering like stipends or something to generate more interest among youth leaders. I mean, is that something that we could revisit?
We actually provide, we call it scholarships.
Okay.
For youth members, it's up to $900 a year. It's prorated by the number of meetings that they attend, divided by the total number of meetings. So it is currently available, and we do have that in our youth recruitment flyers.
Excellent, thank you.
Yeah,
and if you could help spread that word too, when you're reaching out to young people. We are unique, OFCY is unique in that council member has direct appointments on this. Usually boards and commissions goes to the mayor's office, but this is very unique that council appoints one youth and one adult. And that we've been reaching out to them pretty frequently over the last year and a half to fill vacancies. And I really respect that they have a lot on their plates. But this is a good time now, as summer, you know, with new programs starting to remind council members of their vacancies. I think some are quicker to appoint and some have some more long-term vacancies. Love to see OFCY with a full complement of young people. I know Hassan, you're joining the first one and you're the sole representative right now, our youth voice, and that should change. That's one area that I was hoping to have more impact in my short time here as a manager, and unfortunately it hasn't been able to come to fruition. I think this body operates really well, but it operates even better when youth voice is truly part of the table and conversation. So please remind your council members and help express the need. So we went through the terms ending. There will be another meeting, your closing meeting in July will be the first meeting of the month, which is first Wednesday of the month, which is July 6th. And then there will be that summer hiatus for August. We'll look at the July meeting to award the scholarships to the youth members. So Dwayne, hopefully will be there, and Shamail, if she's able to attend as well, it'd be great. So we have all three of our current youth members in attendance. I said, again, the city council meeting will be June 7th, Tuesday, 1:30 p.m., public meeting. The agenda item for this supplemental report will be read into Rules Committee tomorrow morning, so it could be part of the agenda item. So I recommend attendance, and I'll reach out to our chair, Tassian, to see if you're available. I can ask right now, actually, if you're available. It'd be great to have you help co-present.
I should be, Mike. Just share the info with me via email.
Oh, I'll do that. Thank you, Tassian. I think that's it for the staff updates, but if any POC members have any updates.
No updates, but I just want to say, yeah, I know I'm putting in the chat, but Mike, it's been a pleasure working with you. Yeah, hope you're no stranger, but I really am happy for your next adventure. But thank you so much for all the hard work you put in to the staff, to the organization, help supporting, especially the youth council members in trying to help develop them as well.
Thank you.
looks like Tassian has left the meeting. If there's no other further comments, does someone want to adjourn the meeting?
All right, I move to adjourn.
All right.
So 7:05. Thank you, everybody.
7:05. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.